This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
Anna Tomy is the brainchild of the Alphabet Press, where bespoke and off-the-shelf products are merged to create customized gifts that celebrate both the gifter and the giftee. And the idea is simple: to be a disruptor in the gifting market. The brand that gives consumers and corporates the ability to customize and personalize their gifts and the power to decide what they want, not what they're supposed to want. Just over a year ago, Anna Tomy gained independence from the Alphabet Press to be a standalone entity. And the local startup has apparently knocked its first year targets out of the park. To tell us their startup story and how they aim to give the world a personalized future, we have with us on Open for Business today, John Lee from Anna Tomy.
Okay, my name is John. I'm one of the co-founders of Anna Tomy. I handle the business development and strategy aspects of the business.
So it's pronounced anatomy and not anatomy, John?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Why is that?
So we design products which we split into its components. So that's why we purposely split the name up of anatomy up to anatomy. In some ways, we are practicing social distancing with the name itself.
Nice point. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
Right, John, let's just start with the emancipation of Anna Tomy. At the end of 2018, Anna Tomy became fully independent from the Alphabet Press. Why choose to register a new company and go at it by yourselves?
I think that's because when we were in the Alphabet Press, we actually are more of a year-end business. And so in the beginning of the year, we actually focus on the Alphabet Press. And then at the end of the year, we would then focus on Anna Tomy.
Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to give everything we can to see whether Anna Tomy can stand on its own and really focus a lot on the brand so that we can actually grow it much further. That's the reason why we actually decided to become independent.
Why was it just a year-end brand? Is it because that's the time for seasonal corporate gifts and things like that?
In some sense, yes. At the end of the year is where everybody's buying for Christmas, it's a gifting season. That's really why it's been a year-end business.
And what gave you the confidence that it could be more than just a year-end business?
Well, we didn't really know, but we sort of think that that's the future of retail. I think we just want to change how people look at products. We wanted it to be more sort of like designed by the consumers and not by us. So instead of us telling what consumers want, deciding for them what they want, we want to put that power into the consumers' hands, actually.
So how would you describe your products and the services you offer?
Okay. Currently, our star product is basically our custom journals or custom planners. We are actually also looking at developing some other products as well so that we are not just going to be in the stationery business. We want to be basically a custom gifting company. So we would like, right now we are actually looking at leather goods and maybe some leather products, actually. Our journals are basically split into, when we designed the journal, we actually split it into its components so that the customer can actually design, can pick and choose what components they want in that journal. For example, I want to have a pink strap. I want to have a cover that is brown in color. And then I would like to have this kind of pages that's in it so that I would, it's how I want to use it. Then once they give us that, we actually would make it on the spot within 15 minutes for them.
So who are your regular customers? You know, are they just individual orders or, you know, do you also then cater to corporates?
We first target the consumers, actually. We do want to educate corporates, but it is actually quite tough because how corporates work right now, they usually have a very tight budget. And the way they think about corporate gifting is more like, okay, look, I have this budget right now. I just want to make this product. So after that, I'll just look at the cheapest one I can find or the most cost-effective one, and I just give it to the customers. So the KPI for them was more about what they view as the value they can get out of the product, but they never really think about whether the customers actually would use the product at the end of the day. So, like, for example, banks would at the end of the year, usually you get planners from banks,
mm-hmm.
and then everybody is giving planners to you. So you might have a stack of planners that is there, but which one are you going to use? It's more about they have to think about how they can actually make the product more personal to the consumers. I think they don't really think about that. They just want to, you know, get something and then give it to them.
And for the individual orders, you know, is there a minimum order or a minimum amount to be eligible? Or can you just order one journal off the site?
You can just order one journal from the site. There's no minimum order.
All right. Where and how do you source for your products and your materials?
We try to stay as authentically Malaysian as possible. So we actually do everything in Malaysia. The only thing that is really imported are like materials that are not made in Malaysia. So like paper, for example, we use a standard called Forestry Stewardship Council certified paper.
Mm-hmm.
And Malaysia, unfortunately, does not have any of this kind of standards. So we actually have to import the paper from like Italy and United States. Just so that I can to clarify, the FSC certified paper means it's actually eco-friendly. Like, for example, like if you cut a tree, they will plant 20 trees in order to make sure that it's sustainable.
Okay, so let's talk about the costs involved. Importing the paper alone will definitely up the costs. And, you know, your journals, you know, because of the customizable feature and personalization features as well, will definitely cost more than the gifts available for mass order and delivery, right?
Actually, we try to, the model that we do is we actually focus more on direct to consumer. So basically, we don't really sell it through third party, which gives us a bit of an advantage in, cost advantage in that sense. So our journals are actually not significantly more expensive than what's available in the market. I would say we are about maybe 10-20% a bit more expensive than, standard journals out there. But being a customized ones, you know, like make to order, I think that's really, really affordable. But when we started this, we did not really think that a lot of people were telling us that, look, maybe we should really look at making a cheaper journal out there, you know, that's much more attractive to the consumers. But we wanted to do something that we felt is right.
Mm-hmm.
So we really wanted to our business to be sort of have a sustainable angle as well. So we're not sure whether, you know, it was right thing to for us to do, but as we go for the last past year, we felt that it's not too bad. I think there are consumers who also have the same belief system as us.
All right, I understand that the aim for Anatomy is to disrupt the retail environment by empowering the customer to become the designer of their own gift, but there are many setbacks to executing customization at scale, correct?
Yes, correct. Well, if we want to do that, we can't really have many stores, one thing, because the more stores, it's not so easy. It's not so easy to just make the product. That's why we how our strategy is, we actually focus more on online and also have our own, have very few physical locations only, so that we can maintain the quality and ensure that experience for the customers is just superb.
How different is the experience of doing it online and walking into one of your physical outlets?
I would say that online is still a bit lacking compared to the physical outlets right now. If you go into the store, you can actually mix and match and choose exactly what you want in the journal. Whereas online, we lack the technical capability right now to offer exactly what we offer in terms of experience for the consumers. But we're working hard on it and we're trying to make that happen as well. So that the online and offline experience mirror each other.
And where does the final product come into place? Where is it created? Is it created in your physical outlets or do you have like a factory that does it separately?
It currently comes out of our physical workshop right now. So we only have one showroom store and workshop And everything comes out of there right now.
But where else can you see, feel, touch and order these journals?
We do have another retailer in Singapore and another retailer in Penang right now. But they don't offer the full experience, so it's really more of a modular experience rather than a full custom experience right now there.
So the bulk of your orders all happen online?
Not necessarily true right now. We do get a lot of physical orders in our store as well as pop-ups that we do at the year end. We are trying to make our online system a bit more engaging so that the consumers can order much more easily there.
All right. We're going to take a quick break now for some messages. But when we come back, we discuss how Anatomy is using design to reduce wastage. Open for Business with Anatomy. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You are listening to Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. John Lee, co-founder at Anatomy, is on the phone with me this morning, and we are discussing disrupting the gifting market by giving customers the ultimate gift-creating experience. So, John, let's talk about the world of gift retailing. What was the pain point in the market that you hope to solve with the creation of Anatomy?
The pain point that we see is that if you go out and buy gifts right now, right, 99% of what's out there is actually pre-designed for you. So it's like you just take it off the shelf and give it to someone. But there's no real personal investment into that product. You know, you didn't really put a bit of you into it when you give it to someone. And I think if you compare two gifts, I'll give an example. Let's say your friend made a gift for you and a friend bought a gift for you. And when you look at the gift that is given to you by a friend, your friend that made it for you, you know, you can imagine the amount of time he invested into it, the amount of work he has actually put into it. I think it will mean a lot more to you than just someone gifting you something that is already off the shelf. And most likely than not, right, the gift that is off the shelf, you might just see someone actually using some other person that has the same kind of product that is gifted to you.
Yeah, true.
So whereas the thing that is made for you is really unique, you know that he actually designed and he actually made it for you, you know, spent time to create it for you. And I think that's what's lacking in the market right now and what's here right now. And so that's why we felt that what we're offering allows you to basically create a gift for the person.
Okay, so I also understand that Anatomy, you guys fancy yourselves as disruptors to the world of gift retailing. You know, how much of a disruption do you guys feel like you've made? You know, has Anatomy been successful in shifting consumer behavior with your self-design concept?
I think we are pretty happy with what we have achieved so far. I wouldn't say we are massive right now, but I think based on what we initially, when we first started, we weren't really sure that whether what we are looking at is something that even consumers would buy into, because it is a when you look at it, it was more expensive than what's available in the market. And sometimes when we think about it, is it going to work? Mm. But, you know, we're thankful that everybody, that there are people that share the same concept as what we believe in, the kind of quality that we want to put into the product. And hence, I think to answer your question simply, yes, I think that, yes, I think there are people who like what we're doing, and we're thankful for that.
What's turnover been like for the year ending 2019? Because you guys went independent in 2018, so it's been a full year. Did you guys hit your targets?
We had a very conservative target. We actually targeted to around half a million because we didn't know exactly when we can fully get our independent operations up, because it's very different. Like if you say I want to go independent and versus where we can shift our operations fully speak to a new premises and actually starting the independent operations separate from the parent company. We only had about half a year of real independent operations, and for that half of the year, we did the numbers that we doubled our sales expectation, actually.
So reducing wastage is a core value at Anatomy. You know, can you tell us a bit more about your efforts to incorporate your values into your products and how you educate your customers about this as well?
First of all, we do not do dated planners at all. So there's a lot of people that's asking us why I really like your product. I really want it, but this is the only thing that I don't like, which is not dated planners, because it is a little bit more inconvenient for them. But we believe that what we're doing is right, because if you have dated planners, there might be days that you're on holiday, and hence you don't really use those pages. It's basically unused, and at the end of the year, you know, you have this few pages that's not used, and you will just have to chuck it away, or you'll be putting it aside. But for us, that's why we consciously put it such that we do not do dated planners ever. So that's something that we educate our consumers. We also design our product to be purely reusable. So unlike most planners, and you know, some people are telling us that, you know, you must be mad. You know, you should be selling your full planners every time, every year. You know, everybody will keep coming back. But we wanted to encourage people to reuse the covers and just change the inserts inside. So we have phased out our old product, which has had a bit of problem in that. To deliver that, and then our new planners are all, you know, reusable, so they can actually just order a new set of inserts when they finish.
And also the packaging is quite special, as in you can use the packaging that your journals come in.
Yep, correct. So we sort of changed the design a little bit, because in the past when we designed the packaging, so we often found that people, after they receive it, they have no use for that. So we printed on the other side, and we designed it such that it can be flipped around and it can be used as an archival box for your old inserts, for your old journals, you know. So this is an example of how we use design and try to make it such that people will be able to reuse all the elements that we actually send to them.
So, John, what's next for Anatomy? You know, targets aside, how do you see the company expanding its scope?
We haven't really discovered what we want to make as a non-discovery as a non-stationary product, but we felt that that's a very important thing for us to do, because we wanted to tell people that, no, we are not just a stationary company. We want to really tell people that, look, we want to solve your gifting by giving you the option of giving you the ability to create custom gifts that's what we are trying to achieve.
And how do you plan to fund your expansion plans?
Well, at this stage, we are organically bootstrapped right now, but we definitely want to grow a bit faster. So when we look at companies such as like Away, in US, or like even Allbirds, the speed whereby they grew was very rapid. I think in this fast-paced world, that's something that we have to consider. And I think definitely we are looking at ways how we can get funding in, so that we can grow the business more rapidly.
All right. And just before we go, John, you know, what's the end game for Anatomy? You know, where do you see yourselves in 10 years?
Well, where we see ourselves in 10 years, that's a good question. We believe that we should be, I didn't really set a target for 10 years yet. I think it was kind of far for us. But in 5 years, we were hoping that we can be present in all the key countries that that we have, we believe our market should be, such as like Australia, US, in France, in England. So we at least should have a physical location there. We hope that we can actually have be able to serve those markets better. That's, I think, our short-term targets right now.
All right. John, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with John Lee, co-founder of Anatomy. Now, for more information on their personalized notebooks and other products, go visit their website, anatomy.com. BFM.co. And if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of this interview will be up on our website, BFM.my, in just a few minutes. You can also listen to us on the BFM app, on Spotify, iTunes, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just search for Open for Business. My name is Audrey Raj. Thanks for tuning in. Next up, after the 11 a.m. news, is Her Vantage with Frida Liu. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
You've been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.